There's certainly nothing wrong with a bit of nostalgia, is there? And perhaps that's why we all enjoy Let's Talk, in the way it combines that fondness for things past whilst also enthusiastically embracing the present. Someone who's managed to maintain a career which spans both those categories is rock performer Susie Quattro. She recently shared some of her precious time with Terry Redhead, and here's Anne to reveal what they talked about.
Hey, y'all wanna go down to Double Gate Drive?
Yeah!
Come on! Yeah! Welcome
to the dive.
Quattro, defying her 67 years, 53 spent in the music business, has her black leather catsuit at the ready for the Holt Festival at the end of July. The Detroit-born rock legend has sold more than 50 million albums and continues to play sell-out concerts to crowds across the globe. I was lucky to talk to her in May before she set off to play in Finland, Germany and Japan. She had not long returned to her Essex mansion after a hugely successful trip to Australia. I've been to Norfolk several times, but then I've been doing what I do for so long, I've just about been everywhere, she said. It should be a great night in Holt. I've got a seven-piece band to support me, and there will be all the hits and generally a bit of everything. I always want to give my all in live performances, she added. It's been so great recently. I formed a new supergroup called QSP with Andy Scott of The Sweet and Don Powell of Slade. We got together and made a fantastic album with six original songs and six covers on Sony in Australia and Asia. It was so exciting. On the Aussie tour, I was doing 27 songs a night and I was on stage for 2.5 hours. But I'm sure I'm singing better than ever. I honestly believe my voice has improved with age, she said. And age is certainly not a worry to the super fit rocker. I look after myself, eat the right things, and exercise. In my spare time, not that there's much of that, I love a glass of wine and the chance to watch movies. I'd love to be a movie critic, she added. While she lives in her Essex mansion, every rock star has to have a mansion, she says, her husband, Rainer Haas, lives in Hamburg, although she looks forward to when they meet up in their little nest in Spain. He is a key part of my life. He is a promoter and he books me and advises me. He's not my manager. I don't think I can be managed. Years ago, her first advisor was Mickey Most. I respected him. He was pretty smart and helped my career. And my dad, Art, was a professional musician and taught me. He never allowed me to think, I'm going to be famous. He told me it was all about being a music professional. I may be getting older, but I still love what I do, and as long as my fans like it, I'll carry on. I asked her if a quote attributed to her when she was asked about retirement was true, or the product of an imaginative journalist. No, I said it. When I finish a live gig and turn my back to the audience and shake my butt, if there's silence, then I'll pack it in. I always listen. And I'm still going strong. With a chuckle and more liberal use of swear words that littered our conversation without ever being offensive, Susie said she had to go for a jog and presumably disappeared into the Essex countryside. Susie is appearing at the Holt Festival on Saturday, July 29th at 8:15 p.m. at the Theatre in the Woods. Call 01603-598-699 for tickets.
Thank you, Anne, and long may Susie continue.